first traveled to Canada? Where'd you go? Vancouver, that's the really pretty bit. Has anyone else been there? That's the bit that we put on the posters. Did you see whales? You didn't see any whales. But you went up Grass Mountain. Grouse Mountain, oh. They smoke a lot of drugs there. I thought they had like a grass mountain and they were like, come and climb our grass mountain. Mountains. See, I'm from nowhere like that. I'm from a part of Canada that's almost America. It's right on the bottom. Has anyone traveled to Sarnia? You have traveled to Sarnia. Are you just cheering because it sounds like Narnia but with more sandwiches? Sarnia is a terrible, horrible place. A lot of people are proud of their hometown. Sarnia is a terrible, horrible, awful place. I just want to double down on that and make it very clear. We have the biggest petrochemical plant in all of North America. I know. And it pours poison into the air and into the sea, but officially, it's very safe. It is the owner of the plant, Mr. Burns, tells us all the time. Health and safety there is excellent. We are the teen cancer, teen suicide, and teen pregnancy capital of Canada. Thank you. I know. We nearly lost teen suicide 1 year to St. Catharines, but then they had a really nice summer and we won. And I'm a prick because I left my baby sister there. I mean, my parents had other children. By other children, I mean Joanne, but nobody likes Joanne. Everybody has a Joanne in their family. Joanne went away as well, but she went to the West Coast, so not Vancouver, but she went up into the mountains of Kelowna. Has anyone been there? Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Joanne belongs there, because she's the most Canadian person I've ever met, eh? Oh, yeah, Joanne walks like this all the time. Doesn't have a horse, just walks this way. Joanne lives up in the mountains with her Canadian rock musician husband. A Canadian rock musician is like a Christian rock musician without a reason for sucking, by the way. Joanne loves the planet. She loves the whole planet. So she makes all her own clothes on a loom, eh? Oh, yeah. Joanne has no TV, man. She has no phone. So I'm not really in contact with Joanne. But if you happen to see her, do tell her from me she is not a fucking bear. I had no idea where Joanne came from. The most logical explanation I have is that Mom cheated on Dad with a granola bar. We don't know. Something we have all tried. But the baby, Carrie and I were thick as thieves. I mean, we were thieves. And she's very thick, but I say that in the nicest way. Carrie growing up in Sarnia. Everyone hated me. Carrie was far more beautiful, far less weird, but we got on, even though we were different. And this is one of the ways that we're different. So in year two, growing up in Sarnia, you had to write your academic goals for the year. And mine was to be the first female prime minister to win an Academy Award. I have no idea why they beat me up every day. And Carrie's was not to get hit in the head with a football. So. Achieved our academic goals that year, but we both aimed high. And I think what kept us friends is we had a lot of games that we played before things like iPads. And do you have the game Relax in the UK? Do you play Relax? Okay, so what it is I would see Carrie at any point around the house, and if I wanted to play, I would say, "Hey, Carrie, relax." And she'd be like, "I'm already relaxed." And I'd be like, whoa, relax. She's like, "Cat, what are you doing?" I'm like, relax. You gotta relax. She'd be like, "I could not be more relaxed." I'd be like, "Shh, relax." She's like, "Catherine, I am already relaxed." At which point my dad, who's very big and mean and Irish and didn't let us shout in the house, he'd come stomping up the stairs like, "Who's shouting in the house?" And she'd be like, "Well, like, well, look at you. You should relax," and she'd be punished. It's a great game. Oh, you do know it. Yeah. Hours and days and like years of fun playing relax. And now, for no reason whatsoever, Carrie has aligned herself with my enemies. I went home for the hen do. I'm the maid of honor. Of course I am. But the other bridesmaids are the same girls who tried to ruin my life when we were in school. Now, it's very difficult to ruin the life of a child who's got the confidence of an 89-year-old man. But it doesn't stop them trying. So this was in the days before, like, cyberbullying. These kids made a newspaper, which they copied and distributed. And inside, it slagged off my friends. But on the cover was a picture of me next to a picture of a camel. And it said, "Thank God for makeup." Yeah, like insinuating that I look like a camel when I feel I've always looked like a horse. I don't know why they had to bring the Middle East into it. They've been through it. Except when I wear a top knot, girls, and then I am a unicorn. It didn't bother me. If anything, I thought they could have made the headline stronger. If you want to go with camel, then be like, camel head to toe. Like something, like, kids would have loved that. So my friends were wounded because they were in this newspaper. They ran home crying. I went about my 89-year-old day. And the headmaster dragged me into his office. The entire suicide prevention squad were there. And he was like, "Catherine, we are most worried about you, eh? 'Cause you are the only one who appears to be not upset." They thought I was like planning a school shooting. It's fine. And I had to tell him, "Sir, no. It's just that I ran out of fucks to give in the spring of 85. Like I just don't care."
Stream Catherine Ryan, In Trouble, only on Netflix.